News Talk 1620 WTAW, the chairman of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents, spent an hour with the A&M Faculty Senate this week. Much of the time spent by Charles Schwartz addressed what the system will be doing during the next legislative session.
We all know that the legislature meets for 140 days every 2 years. And a lot of people I know say that we would be so much better if they met for 2 days every 140 years.
Another item brought up by Charles Schwartz, the chairman of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents, the plans by the Texas Tech System to start their own veterinary school.
Let me be frank. It's just lunatic. It's just lunatic. I mean, it is built on the apparent proposition, or sold on the apparent proposition, that if you build it, they will stay. Now, who gets the movie reference? Anybody? All right, like more than my students do, so that's okay. All right, so there are 32, 33 vet schools in the country. So by definition, if they build this vet school, it's going to be the last place vet school. And it's going to cost hundreds of millions of dollars. And it's based on this dubious proposition that if you build a medical school in Amarillo or Lubbock or Canyon, that the students will graduate from that medical school and stay there. Well, that just assumes a repeal of the law of economics, which I just, you know, I believe honestly, as my family split up from a small town and one became a lawyer in Dallas, one became a lawyer in Houston, and one became a lawyer in Austin, that we left for a reason, and we followed the money, and vets are going to do that too. Now, if you really have a problem in the Panhandle and with a lack of large animal veterinary medicine providers, that's easy to fix. You lend them $1.5 million to start their practice, and you forgive 10% a year for each year that they practice up there. And I can make them stay for 1/10 of the cost, 1/20 of the cost of what they think they want to spend for a vet school.
Another topic brought up by A&M System Board of Regents Chairman Charles Schwartz, the Hazelwood Veterans Benefits, where he says it should be the state that pays for those benefits instead of state universities.
What we need to do is that this is an obligation of the state as a whole, and the state of Texas needs to pay for this benefit, not the individual universities. And then these very well-educated and powerful people said, "Oh, but you know the veterans. If you try to take away any benefits from the veterans, they're going to be in the legislature and in the rotunda, and you've never seen so many disabled vets in your life." And I go, "Time out. Did anybody hear what I said? I'm not asking you to take any benefits from the veterans. Not one thing. If you want to expand the benefits." I personally think it's kind of silly that we don't even have an exhaustion requirement on the GI Bill, but put that aside for a moment. All I'm saying is, hey, pay for it if you're going to tell us to do it, because it's going to cost us as a system in short order about $50 million a year, and it is a wealth transfer from our fee-paying students. And we can prove it. And it's $200 a semester per student. And one of our more lighter moments, we thought, we ought to put that as a line item on the tuition bill.
The chairman of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents, Charles Schwartz, also told the Faculty Senate he does not expect the legislature next year to renew tuition revenue bonds, something that was done in the last session.
2 years ago, we had the funny named tuition revenue bond, which is really weird. I think it's a strange name, but that what a tuition revenue bond is that the state of Texas uses its AAA bond rating to sell bonds on our behalf and give us the money. 2 years ago, they gave us $800 million. Now, the problem with tuition revenue bonds is that we live in a political state, And once you open up Pandora's box, everybody gets one. And so there were over $2 billion of tuition revenue bonds issued 3 years ago. And that was the first time that had happened in 12 years. It's not going to happen again. So what in any time that I'm on the Board of Regents, it's just not. Now, the University of Houston thinks they're going to build a medical school. The Texas Tech University thinks they're going to build a vet school. Texas Tech University thinks they're going to build a dental school. And Sam Houston thinks they're going to build a college of osteopathic medicine in East Texas. Now, Sam Houston says they're going to do it without state money, which is funny, but the rest of them acknowledge one way or another that they're going to need state money. Now, medicine is expensive, so the University of Houston, they must know, I hope they know what they're doing. It's incredibly expensive. The fact that the University of Houston, with its financial structure, would want a medical school, I'm skeptical about it. I think it's a matter of ego, but there you go, there you have it.
A sampling of some of the comments from the chairman of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents, Charles Schwartz, at the A&M Faculty Senate meeting. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.